It's the Sean Kelly on Movies 2024 finale, speaking with the Trailer Park Boys and Randy about standing on the shoulders of kiddies. Like and subscribe to get more content like this.
So I guess we'll start by talking about the fact that it's the 25th anniversary of the Trailer Park Boys.
Coming up soon, yes. Coming up, 25 years.
Wow, that's long.
25 years of hanging out with these dickweeds.
That was a very nice
one. No, I was just teasing you, pulling your leg.
So, how did the idea of, like, doing a tour build?
Well, it was just, you know, the local Channel 10 people wanted to do a story on local musicians, and they found out I had a studio. So it just kind of started like that. And then, you know, I put the band together, and then we ended up on tour in Europe. And then I got in some trouble over there, and then these guys had to come save me. That was basically how it all went down. Randy, what are you doing?
Put that thing down.
I smelled something. I was checking to see if it's me. It smells like a dumpster.
It smells like a dead fish.
Okay, well, let's do this next question for Randy.
Yes.
So how did you become Bubbles Roadie?
Well, I'm really good at tasks, I'm a multitasker, and I'm also a joy to have around. I'm a positive influence, and, I'm strong. And all those things make a good roadie. Okay, and now I've even gotten into the Guild and other bands. Other bands have reached out to me. They want me to be their roadie.
Name one.
Fred and the Slappers. Ever hear of Fred? Fred is not.
You're an idiot.
He doesn't slap anymore.
Okay, so Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes. Billy Bob. How great's Billy Bob?
He's my new drinking buddy. Love that guy.
Yeah. Him and Julian have an affinity for drinking. So they hang out drinking a lot. Ricky got in a fight with him. Ricky tackled him one night. He didn't realize it was Billy, and he tackled him from behind, almost killed him. Yeah.
I didn't know that he was also a doctor. And he examined me, and it was very thorough.
Billy Bob, he's not a doctor, man. He examined you? What do you mean examined you?
Gave me the finger test. He checked to make sure that things were...
Prostate test.
He did not. Randy, you were asking him to.
The guy that looked like him. What? And he wasn't
that was just a fan who told you he was Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, well, So this is for Ricky and Julian. You're only in part of this film, so what do you feel about, like, giving the spotlight to Bubbles?
Well, you know, it's about a journey, Bubbles' journey with his band. So, I mean, Ricky and I don't play musical instruments. Oh, Ricky kind of plays the pots very well, I think. But yeah, it's more of a journey of Bubbles, and we're glad that we were there with them and we could help them and be part of it.
But Channel 10 decides they're going to do a documentary on Muscles, they'll come see you and that.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, Bubs. What kind of a documentary would that be?
You know, do a documentary on dickweeds. They'll come and see Randy.
I thought it was kind of nice to see Bubbles in the spotlight. I mean, I felt bad for Julian because Julian's used to be in the spotlight and he was a little jealous and. Oh, you know, those really sad feelings go along with that. You know, I saw him cry more than once, but I was happy for Bubbles.
I was very happy for Bubbles, too, because, I mean, well, he works harder than both you two, and he takes it serious, and, you know, he sings from his soul. And Bubbles, you're all about love, and that's what I think. I think it's
soul,
great.
Randy.
Shut up, Randy. And I was not crying, Ricky.
Okay, so what's next for the Trailer Park Boys?
Well, I think Julian, didn't you? You got the camera guys, the new camera guys' number,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I think we're going to do another movie next year,
nice.
And I'd like to do another season in Sunnyvale actually sometime. So we'll see.
So all of that, and we got a new streaming service coming out called Trailer Park Boys Plus, where you can watch all of our shit.
All the Trailer Park Boys, plus
other stuff.
Other crap that we have on there.
And for Randy, how's life after Leahy?
I miss Mr. Leahy, you know, and but I do think that he would also be proud of me for you know, going outside of the box and more like a rectangle to do roadie work. And I think he'd be very, very proud, Bubbles, of you know, going on tour and everything. Everything you've done, your new album. And Julian, he'd be proud of you, too. You don't drink quite as much as you used to. And Ricky, your dope is good.
The 79 dudes you dated?
It wasn't 79. It was only 78.
I think Mr. Leahy, even though he was, you know, he's obsessed with ruining our lives, he actually, you know, I think he cared about it. And, you know, I think he'd be proud. Here, let's have a toast, Miss Leahy, boys. Jim Leahy.
Jim Leahy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a good note to end on.
Miss you, Mr. Leahy.